Let's see. We got Bob Johnson is on the line, the sheriff of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Sorry we had some trouble with the phones this morning. I apologize.
Oh, no worries. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Hey, just first question, and I do not know the answer to this. That's why I'm asking is, we were just talking to Jimmy Petronis, and he said some teams from Florida, from Urban Search and Rescue, have already gone over to Texas. Have you guys been asked to send anybody? Has anybody from Santa Rosa gone over yet?
No, we have not been asked, but I'm sure if we do, we will definitely send people. That was horrific. My goodness, that I can't even believe how bad that was.
Yeah, no, we all, I think, were watching in just horror seeing this all happen. Some of the things that happened in the last week, I think last weekend you guys arrested 19-year-old Noah Hoffman after reports of gunfire in Milton. I thought it was a your case. I didn't think it was an MPD case. Is that right?
Yeah, no, it's ours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happened here?
Yeah, it was pretty uneventful, the arrest actually was. But, it started out, I believe, if I'm thinking of the correct case, he shot like three or four times into a building. We had two shootings, and I want to say that was the one he got arrested for. And like I said, the arrest was uneventful. Nobody died during the shooting. It was just, you know, one of those stupid things. People do stupid things with guns sometimes. Makes everybody look bad, but is what it is.
You said there was a second shooting also?
Yeah, if I understood the shift report I got correctly, there was same person, two shootings.
Oh,
nobody
okay.
Hit, kind of thing. Yeah, same person.
Okay, I got you. I did not understand that, so my fault. I think you guys made some arrests in the rock throwing case, the I-10 throwing rocks on under the trucks. Is that right?
Yes, we did. Three juveniles and... it was, let me tell you, they think they're having fun and just playing around, but, you know, you drop a rock off an overpass onto I-10 and vehicles doing 70, 75 miles an hour, that will kill people. And they thought of it as a game. So it's kind of scary, the mindset of these kids.
It seems like the only way to prevent that, I mean, like, there is no way to prevent that because people, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to put cages all over all of these overpasses. I mean, it just seems like you're counting on people not doing stupid things. And, of course, we know that kids, you know, not fully developed brains or for whatever reason they do things that, you know, they have the capacity to do far more harm than they are capable of paying for, right? So is there an answer to this other than just, you know, talk to your kids about not being stupid?
Yeah, and that's the main thing is parenting. You know, it never occurred to me growing up to do something like that because I knew my dad would beat me.
Mm.
So, you know, and everybody says now, well, don't strike your kids. It's terrible. No, I'm totally for disciplining your children as long as you don't go overboard with it. It would never occur to me to throw pieces of concrete blocks off the overpass at an interstate.
So
a lot of it is parenting.
We're talking to Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 10 to 12-minute delay. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. How did the 4th of July go for your agency, beach, visitors, or other?
Yeah, actually, extremely quiet. We didn't, as far as I know, we didn't make hardly any arrests on the beach, and it was kind of quiet. And, of course, since they legalized fireworks, you know, on the holidays, we didn't respond to a lot of fireworks complaints either because, you know, people know, hey, it's legal now, so what are you going to do? So it was kind of quiet.
Has it been – I just had a thought I don't think I've ever had before, which is – you know, in the past, we always have messages about don't shoot your guns off, obviously, you know, during
right,
the 4th
yes,
of July.
Yes.
And I kind of, for the first time, it dawns on me that I wonder if people, because fireworks are legal now on these holidays, maybe they have an outlet. And so there's less gunplay of this stupid sort during the holidays. Have you noticed anything like that? Is it still the same, more or less?
No, I think it's less actually, at least in Santa Rosa County. We didn't have, I don't think, any gun complaints on the 4th of July. Yeah,
well, that's
so,
good.
And a lot of fireworks going off all over the place. And, you know, it's the 249th anniversary of us committing treason against England, and so we need to celebrate.
That's right. And we're going to have a big party next year. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
And all the British people can be going to work, and we can, well, I guess it'll be Saturday, so it's maybe not the same. I did want to ask you, what level of participation, if any, does your agency currently have with the ICE stuff? You know, I've talked about this before. You guys have, an interlocal, just like PPD now has in the Escambia Sheriff's Office. You know, we have a lot of them here in the Panhandle. But have you guys really been involved in this very much? And also, have you been involved at all with the DeSantis administration, this discussion about a Panhandle alligator, Alcatraz, or whatever that he was talking about the last couple of days?
Yeah, no, we haven't had any discussions with them, and we haven't really done anything with ICE on any kind of major level, only because they haven't asked us to. It's not because we're not participating. I mean,
sure.
They just haven't come to us and said, hey, we're going to do this and we need your help. I mean, we haven't been hit up like that yet, but I'm sure it's coming. You know, there's so limited number of ICE officers, and then, you know, so many people came across the border illegally in 4 years. So you're talking millions of people that they have to deport. So it's going to be a long, drawn-out process.
Orange County made news over the weekend as the first, it was not actually the weekend, but it was last week, but as the first place that somebody got the super speeder law enforced against them. It was at 12:04 a.m., if I remember correctly. So 2 or 3 minutes after the law went into effect, they clocked somebody at 104 on, I think it was on I-4, and that's the new super speeder law where you can go to jail, first offense, if I'm not mistaken, for 50 over or over 100 total. Have you guys seen any enforcement of this yet in Santa Rosa County?
No, I'm aware of, but I'm sure we will. And I'm going to call John Mina, the sheriff of Orange County. We're very good friends. I'm going to call him today and congratulate him on breaking the record.
It was 2 or 3 minutes after the law went into effect. They caught their first one. I thought that was, you know, I'm pretty sure that person didn't even know that that was going to happen. But, you know, so it goes. Hey, MPD, Milton Police, the new police chief there, she was talking recently about having gotten a grant for some FLIR, some forward-looking infrared technology that would allow them to, you know, look for people who might be missing in the forest or search for suspects or any of that kind of stuff. And I just didn't know whether you guys have that, have drones that have it, if it's for officers or just, yeah, I mean, I'm always curious what level of technology our local law enforcement is using.
Yeah, we have FLIR. We have several handheld FLIRs, and we also have one mounted on our largest drone.
Okay. So that's something that you use at least somewhat routinely?
Yeah. Yeah, we can put it up at a moment's notice. We have, I believe, we're up to 5 FAA-certified drone pilots, and they're on call if they're not already working. When they're working, they have the drones in their vehicles, but when they're off, they take call, and if there's not a drone pilot working, they call them out, and
okay.
They help a lot in a lot of different situations.
Very good. Anything else that we missed in the last week that happened in Santa Rosa County?
No. Like I said, I don't want to jinx this, but it's been quiet.
We'll take it. Hey, I like the no news is good law enforcement story. That's I'll definitely take that
too.
One. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, thank you so much for the time. It was Independence Day on Friday. Thank you so much for your service in the Air Force and since as law enforcement. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again on next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Andrew.